Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's Monday, May 23rd. Seems like just yesterday was May 22nd. Where's the time go? 2016. Let me see your name tags. Good, you brought some. Doug plugs. Wednesday night, I'm anxious to get the guests out here. Wednesday night, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at Helium in St. Louis and then stand up at the same joint that's a gas on Thursday. Bring your name tags to both shows. St. Lou, Boston, Saturday, May 28th at the Wilbur Theater at 4:20. There's still some tickets for that. And the next Monday, May 30th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. I probably should, goes without saying, but I just in case it'll help ticket sales, Judy Gold will not be on the next show in New York. Oh, I know, right? I think she's hilarious. But, you know, I can't always be right. So, I mean, about who would be a good guest. But I'm excited about my guests tonight. They're going to come out here in a second after I tell you what I brought for the prize bag. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, some D-Luscious cookies that they give out when you're on at midnight. A sticker that I got this last weekend when I was in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Somebody's handing out stickers that say, "Ala fucking Bama." I don't know what the point is of that, but I thought it'd be fun to have some and give them away. And of course, from my own personal collection of VHS tapes, an episode of the TV show Gross Point called The Opposite Off Sex. I don't know if that's a typo or that's really what they were going for. And then an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer called The Gift, which I think is a classic one. It's a really good one. What happens in that one? Nobody knows. Wait, what? I feel bad when I talk to the audience and then yell at you later for talking, but what happens in that one? Oh, you weren't sure? No, that was the body when her mom dies, right?
She dies.
What?
Yeah.
She dies in The Gift, Buffy does?
She sacrifices.
And it's like, okay, shut up! It turned into an Adam Sandler character. He's always telling somebody to shut up at the top of his lungs. And I brought matching ones. It's two little fun rubber pipes from Peacemaker. But we got two newbies and one it's pretty newbie as well, but because he's only been on the show once before. Please, you guys, give a big warm welcome to Mark Normand, Jesse Joyce, and Shane Black.
Hello, sir. Hey, get over here.
Oh, there's already a power struggle happening? I forgot to mention, I also brought a signed poster of the Angry Birds, the movie poster, signed by me. Threw my name on there. Let's talk to the gentleman on the, gentleman on the, what is happening with him?
I don't know, Mark took off again.
Oh, Mark forgot the prize for the bag. All right, thanks, dude. Yeah, there you go. To Mark's left. I'm just so excited that he's here because I love his movies. It's Shane Black, everybody. The Nice Guys is in theaters now. Shane's over. He's just yawning.
No.
I've had movies open before.
It's in theaters. You should see it.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. That's
we have one review in from the floor. Hilarious.
I second.
Hold. We have a second on that, so now we can all just shut the hell up. I saw it today, in fact, and I'm very excited that I saw it. And I wouldn't want to. I think it's one of those movies. It's more fun the less you know about it.
Yes.
And I believe the trailer shows possibly something from the very last scene in the film. So I'm very much against that. So just watch the movie. But my favorite thing that I think people should look for is because it takes place in 1977 Los Angeles, you get a nice drive-by on the old Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard. And that's magic of special effects or stock footage. How'd you pull that off?
No, that's just digital painting.
Yeah, yeah.
But we, you know, you go back and you look at the photographs and Joel Silver, the producer, was really meticulous about getting if there's a building there he didn't think was there, so we had to take 2 days to figure out if the building in the background was there, that kind of shit. But no one, you know, pays attention to. But then apparently some people do. I mean, you were very impressed with the verisimilitude then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I love a big word. also joining
building
us.
Was there, they knocked it the fuck down. That's how diligent they were.
Right. Well, diligent, another big word. This is a smart crew. I don't know what Mark and I are going to do. It's Jesse Joyce, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? Hello.
Hey, Joyce.
Current champion of the March Madness Brackets tournament of At Midnight.
I am not. I lost to Paul F. Tompkins because he cheated at the end.
Oh.
Wait, so I've always thought that you won, but Paul F. Tompkins really won?
Well, I won in spirit. Everyone, if you watched the thing.
I just only heard people say that you won.
Well, that's because at the end, it's an answer.
It's two jokes, yeah.
Right, but it's anonymous, and then his joke was it wasn't a joke. It was just pandering for applause, and so, you know what I mean? So
sure.
It's like a cheat win. Right?
Okay.
So I think that's why everybody thinks.
I think there is no cheating in it, but everybody has opinions about when you do.
Well, I have a track record backstage of how many times I've won, how many times I've lost, and how many times Moshe and Paul F. Tompkins cheated against me, which I don't count. Right?
I thought my first loss to Kumail Nanjiani, I thought he cheated. But you know what? Right. Let's save this for later.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this when we're just hanging out.
This was clarifying.
Yeah, yeah. No, believe me. I fucking start rattling off the stats when people... Right. People start telling me, you know, oh, Kyle Kinane's won the most times. No, he hasn't. It's Ron Funches. And I am right behind Ron Funches. That's why I know.
Yeah, sure.
And Shane Black's going, what? let's introduce our third panelist on the panel. He was on the New York show recently, a show there. So this is his second time, but first time on the West Coast. It's Mark Normand, everybody.
Hey. This is actually my third time, but...
It is?
Paul F. Tompkins cheated. So,
That fucking guy, everywhere you go.
I know, right?
Yeah, he's inescapable.
Third time.
And you did the Conan O'Brien show this evening.
Did it today,
Today.
Yeah.
everyone can race home at the end of this tonight here in Los Angeles and watch you do that.
Thanks, yeah.
And then everyone else, watch it on, the clip will be online.
That's what we really do, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta,
that's how it works with the stand-up.
Got a porn
comedy
window open, a Pinterest, and a Kona. Yeah.
You happy with it? And when you lie, if you weren't?
It's never as good as you want, but I did well.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's all. That's perfect way to, that's a home run.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're I totally agree. Mark sets are never as good as I want.
As my manager.
I hope you guys aren't going to fight all night Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling in The Nice Guys in theaters now. Top five at the nation's box office.
I'm just glad Jessica had come from moving furniture to be here.
I did. I don't. This is audio. I don't need to dress up.
Oh, right.
So how did you write that movie for, you wrote it, co-wrote it with another dude.
Yeah.
But did you have those two leads, Russell and Ryan, in mind, or did you just write the characters and then find them later?
Yeah, much later, yeah. We wrote that, there's a script versions of it, you know, where it was everything. At one point, we wrote something in the present day, back in 2000, and then we tried to do it as a TV show, and they got very upset at CBS about the standards and practices. That wasn't going to work. No, anything harsh. I mean, there's a scene where, you know, little girl says, Dad, take me in the party. I stowed away in the trunk, and he just shuts the lid and like gives the keys to the valet. And you think, well, he's not really going to let her suffocate in the fucking trunk. But they were freaking out. There's child abuse. Like, no, he goes right back and he opens the trunk. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. The act of doing, we have a, you know, our network, and then they electric us. Our network has values here. It's like, well, okay, so you're going to pitch me your network's values now. Okay. We knew that it wasn't going to work. So we took it to HBO. That didn't work. The guy, Chris Albrecht, was out. And finally, man, just after 13 years, it came together in 2 days. These two big actors said, I'll do it if he does it. And that's often how it happens. It comes together very quickly. And thank God, because it's mostly a thriller and a mystery with comedy. And so if we pluck two SNL guys or we try to get two comedians... Okay.
No. That's fine.
I'm picturing the reboot with these two guys, and I think it could work.
I had no idea I was even being considered for that. And if I have, I've really dropped the ball on getting my lines together. I didn't know.
It's nice to be thought of. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
No, because comedians are great, and you have a good laugh, and then... But
it's fine.
At the end of the day,
we're scumbags. You know, still cool.
You should do some serious acting because comedians often make serious actors and they're very good, but you can't count on that. So you have to get some. You have to, you know, get some roles first.
Then yes, we'll, Cosby, sure. Great work. Very serious.
How many people think Cosby might be innocent?
All right, well, and the listeners were silent as well. I can assure you. Anyone that thinks he might be innocent is probably not a fan of my constant ravings about what a rapist he is.
Oh, is that your thing?
Say it a lot, yeah.
You know Hannibal?
Yeah, I'm no Judd Apatow, but yeah. I say it a lot.
Burris, Hannibal Burris, who broke the story, is actually in The Nice Guys.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Comedian.
Yeah. He plays a giant animated bee.
Really? Wow, that's racist. Wow.
So. Yeah, I was sitting here thinking, I just saw it today, and I'm pretty high, but I don't think he's in that.
He's in Neighbors, too.
Yeah, and he's in Band of Robbers on Netflix, and Hannibal's all over the place.
Yeah. We should have got Hannibal for this thing. He's doing great.
He's been on. He's always a fun guest. But
you couldn't make it. That's why you're here.
Yeah, oh, right. Sure. Fair enough.
Yeah, you don't know how far down the list I had to go. Yeah. Tompkins was busy. Yeah.
Motion cashier.
Tompkins is out on tour with Comedy Ba-Bang. But anyway, it's great to have all you guys here, and we'll start
Who is the audience, first off? Because I've never done... I'm not, like, on your show a lot.
No.
Or at all.
This is your first time, yeah.
Who are the people here? Because they seem to, like, instantly know what to say, which is kind of weird.
They are, you know, mostly longtime listeners, and also many that come to the tapings quite frequently, and... and also people visiting Los Angeles, but they all are people that have, bless you, they have some sort of job that, or no job, that lends itself to hours and hours of listening. So we've got a lot of truckers in the crowd.
I think I see a couple.
No, I'll get more to the point. It's nerds, Shane.
There
nerds are
go.
The ones that, and they're proud of it. We've taken back that word. This is the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics. What'd you bring for the prize bag, good sir?
Well,
they all look at me like, which one of us?
Yeah, well, it's like this. It feels like we're talking on the subway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like
right.
You couldn't have made like
it's
a slight.
Mount Rushmore came to life.
So.
Shane has a very big bag of.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not sure what this is, but I'm going to guess.
I'm thinking there's a nice guy's poster in that poster roll thingy.
Yeah, or.
Well, or several, maybe?
Or Angry Birds, meaning we just came up. Fuck it, let's just let the birds.
I can't out. Believe I shouldn't have done an Angry Birds gag on the weekend where that movie was number one. Let me do a quick watch this, not that. Watch the other. The nice guys, I almost called them the other guys. The nice guys, not Angry Birds. This has been a watch this, not that.
Did anyone go to see the Angry Birds?
No way.
Number one in the box office.
I went to the world premiere.
No, he was at the world premiere, this fucking person.
The whole world.
This fucking guy. What gives you the balls?
The first person in the world to see that movie. That's amazing.
That's fucked up.
No one else in the world got a chance to see it yet.
Was Please there a sleeping me. Bag involved in this?
Yeah. Please tell me you wrote it.
I don't understand. How did you get the ticket?
I don't remember how I got it.
He doesn't remember how he got it. It's one of those golden ticket Willy Wonka situations. He's eating a candy bar.
Yes, his grandparents are bedridden.
I never realized how much the roof of this place is just like a shitty barn.
It's
like there's like loose nails sticking out of up here.
Yeah. Well, it was never intended to be used.
Yeah.
They make it look a lot better on the Meltdown TV show, and then they take all that stuff in between seasons. So what else is in the bag?
Oh yeah.
Well, movie poster. This I don't know. This because
framed.
It's some sort of.
What it is. This is a actual first. Vinyl print of the Nice Guys soundtrack.
Ooh.
Oh!
With 3D and extras and everything else. It's actually cost like, you know, $10, so.
It's a pricey item, and you brought it, and it's all in a bag.
And it's in a bag, and this shit, I mean, after the movie, you know, bombs, this will.
No, it's really doing well.
No, it's fine. It's just the birds, man.
Yeah, you'll give him something to be angry about.
Yeah. It's not going to bomb. You're thinking of Jesse.
But that's what it comes down to, is that, you know, a great R-rated comedy thriller, you know, it's a tougher road, but that movie is, everyone that's going to see is going to love it, so, you know, it'll be, have a great life in everybody's hearts and minds.
Boy, man, that's, you just should have given up halfway through that.
There was just no saving it.
I will say this much, though, and then I'll shut up, is that this is the kind of movie that comes out this time of year. It could get lost in the crowd among the caped fucking, you know, guys with rays coming out of them. And if you want to...
Shane Black, director of Iron Man 3. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that's your bag. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you're here. And you like the, you know, the striding out of smoke with the, you know, the lights and the fuck you, I'm going to, you know. And there's Wonder Woman, she came with you, that stuff. I don't like it. You're apparently enamored of it. That's okay. See it 5 times. I love it. See Captain America 5 times. Do it. It's a great movie. I love it. Don't see it 6 times. See the nice guys and give us a shot. Give us a shot this summer. Tell all your friends. Honestly.
One time out of 6 times that you go. I don't know anybody that wouldn't like it. You gotta see it.
Yeah, all my friends are seeing it now. I came here.
Yeah, no, that hurt my numbers here tonight, I think. I think some people are like, let's go see.
Yeah.
Nice guys. And you can pass that bag down here, and I'll include it with all the other stuff. And thank you for bringing all of that.
No, it's actually
it's a Vons bag. Very nice. Yeah, so somebody's gonna win that tonight because we're gonna play some games here in a little bit that are movie trivia related. Do you think of yourself as a guy who knows movie trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. I have won various contests in that regard. Yes.
Oh, all right. Mark, we know how you do when you're on the show.
What's that mean?
I assumed not well. I laughed too early.
No, I didn't mean it as well.
It sounded like a dig.
It wasn't, though. It was just like he's been on, and he seemed to do all right.
Yeah, okay. I come.
Wasn't great, wasn't bad.
Yeah, I go right down the middle.
Yeah,
just like sexuality. Yeah.
And what do you have for the bag?
Well, this is from a film, Guardians of the Galaxy, which I directed. And, it's a mug of the little guy.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket that Bradley Cooper played.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And, it's a nice mug, and I bought it in the store here just now. Because I forgot to bring something. I don't live here. Doug.
No, I love it. That's a great, perfect gift.
Thank you. All right, thanks. I beat up the box a little bit so it looked, like I had some love for it.
Did you actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
It is beat up.
I took it in the bathroom and really beat the shit out of it. Yes.
Feels more like maybe it was in a bargain bin of some sort.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Thanks for grabbing it last minute and making an excellent choice. Mm. Jesse, what do you got for the
I got two things.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Sure.
And I don't know which to show first, so I'll just... Get it over with. This is a Chinese bootleg of the Tailor of Panama called the Tehor of Panama that I got this in Shanghai in 2008.
Wow.
And somehow I carried it from Shanghai to New York and then New York to here. I don't know why I would have brought this, but there's a lot of typos all over the back of this. It's pretty much illegible. But
when you say bootleg, was it filmed off of a screen?
I don't know. I don't believe I've ever seen this. It probably doesn't work, by the way. It's very likely that there's no movie on here or Chinese pornography. I don't know what's on here, but this is the Tehor of Panama. And then additionally, this was a sweet gesture from my mom, but misguided. Braveheart. I love Braveheart. It was like my favorite movie growing up.
And so you said brain fart.
I totally heard brain fart as well. I second that.
Yeah, it's an epic film about the Scottish brain fart epidemic, 1312. Anyway, so my mom got this. She got this for me a long time. It's like an off-brand William Wallace. Like, it's definitely not a legit William. It's like, it looks more like fucking Lethal Weapon Mel Gibson with a skirt, more or less. But it still has some kind of tag on it, and the sword's broken. But it's a, So this is some shit I keep moving around from house to apartment, and I don't know, I'm getting rid of it, basically.
It has a certificate of unauthenticity.
Yeah. So it's just basically Scottish guy is really, I think, all we're legally allowed to say about that. It's a sculpture of a Scottish guy.
He's going in the bag, you guys. Sweet. What a tremendous array of gifts we have for somebody this evening. But before we start the game portion of the show, I have one question I'd like to ask each of the guests. We'll start with Shane Black. Of course, other than
you
your own...
You don't have to use the survey. It's okay.
You're right, but it is funny that Shane just doesn't feel right all by itself.
I get it. We'll bond later. Go ahead.
Okay. Sir Shane, my question for you is, what was the last movie that you saw in a theater or on a device?
The last movie I saw was really, really good, and it's also kind of hard and harsh. It was a Danish film called The Hunt with Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, very good film.
Good film. But
that guy's a great actor. He's great in a comedy that I saw called Men and Chicken.
I've seen the ads, but I never. You really? I didn't.
He's hilarious in it. Okay. And it's a very funny movie. It's very strange.
Who knows who Mads Mikkelsen is or Mikkelsen?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Best yeah, known
was,
probably
the
as
Hannibal TV Hannibal, yeah. series. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Or the Sheath in
Casino Royale. You are good at this.
All right. Here's one for you and for our audience.
Oh, okay.
What's an example of a motion picture made in 1964 that was remade in 1982 with the same lead actor in the same lead role?
Oh, it was, what's his name? Paul Newman in Color of Money and...
No, no, that's a sequel. This is a remake.
Oh.
What's the year? 64 and...
82. It's a remake. It's the same movie, and the same lead played it twice as a remake, except he's 20 years older.
Huh.
Wait. Are you saying 82. Never Say Never Again is a remake
Thunderball.
Of... There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did it.
Man, oh man. Holy shit. You should host a movie game show.
But I think there might have been people in the audience that knew the answer but didn't yell it out because they knew they thought I'd get mad at them. But he did ask everybody. So thank you for being polite.
Do you really curry his favor? You're afraid of his anger?
I don't know if they're afraid of it as much as they get it. Because they're yelling, you know, when they're listening to the show, they'll just yell at their device, you know, while they're listening
get
to it.
Get the other guy.
You go. I can't think. I'm trying to think of what movie
you can't
I
think
saw.
Of the last movie you saw?
No.
You didn't watch one on the plane coming out?
No, I didn't. It's like an ambient.
Any dates? You go on any dates lately?
Yeah, no movie.
Hotel room
He does
room
not take
movies?
Them out public. Yeah.
No. Gun Cosby. Big hero. Let's see. I don't know. You go. I'll think.
Okay,
I'll think.
Jesse.
All right. It's one of these two. It was either In the Heart of the Sea, the Moby Dick movie, right?
You decided to check that out?
I did, and I liked it a lot.
Really?
Genuinely, yeah. It's
that movie.
It's one of the
pardon
greatest.
The pun was met with a sea of indifference.
Yes, well,
like it just was. It was like the... it was such a big movie, and like nobody even talked about it being a flop. They just nobody talked about it at all.
I'm like a huge history dork. I just liked it for the whaling. I thought it was neat. thought there was neat whaling.
Have you ever
seen anybody whale? No, because neither had I. And then now I've fucking seen it, you know? Like, I literally...
Well, there's been other film versions of Moby Dick. I saw Gregory Peck.
Yeah, but it's shittier. It's not as good. The whaling isn't as good, you know? Listen, I genuinely, like, I will totally throw down money if I see, like, if it's just like, oh, like, I have a real different barometer for, like, the same thing with food. Like, I'll just eat a rattlesnake just because, like, to say I did, you know, but not because I like the taste of rattlesnake, you know what I mean, particularly. Like, I did that a couple weeks ago in Phoenix, but the point, like, I'll see a movie just because there's, like, one thing in the preview that's like, oh, fuck, like Hangover, whichever one the Hangover, like, Hangover 2 or whatever, I didn't think that was going to be a good, but there was a monkey smoking cigarettes in it, and I was like, I've never seen a monkey smoke a cigarette. If I came up to you and I was like, would you pay $15 to see a monkey smoke a cigarette, you fucking totally would, and so that's what I did. I was like, show me a fucking smoking monkey, and I threw down 50, and it smoked a lot. And so that was my barometer for how satisfied. So, like, I sat there on demand. I was like, I've never seen whaling. So I was like, all right, I'll just fucking watch whaling. And I did, and it was great for that reason. The other one is The Hateful Eight. I saw that too.
No opinion on that one?
I've never seen a lady's head explode in a barn, so I got to see that.
Ah,
that was neat.
Spoiler!
Whatever, everybody's head explodes in every Tarantino movie. I didn't like it so much. I didn't care for it.
I was watching Kingsman Secret Service. In that movie, everyone's head blows up.
Oh, that looks like a fucking LensCrafters commercial directed by Jackie Chan. I didn't see it, but that's what every preview is like. Yeah, it's fucking... Guys in thick glasses kickboxing, whatever.
Thick glasses.
The glasses are very prominent in that movie for some reason.
Yeah, that's the mark of the Kingsman.
your shitty eyesight.
You're smart looking and a gentleman, and also the glasses have gadgets in them.
Nearsighted.
Got their earpiece and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but you saw the movie.
I didn't see it. I just like the previews.
Yeah, he's always talking about the previews.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do get too much away. They do. They do. Mark, what did you think of something?
Yeah, I remember now. Jeez, I feel like I'm letting you down on 7 minutes on whaling. But,
I got more on whaling.
No, I realized I saw The Nice Guys.
Are you fucking... What?
just slipped my mind. What an idiot. No, I'm kidding. I haven't seen it. But I remember the movie. It was Zoolander 2.
Isn't it fun, though, that you could really make everybody think you really did something that dumb? Like, everyone was buying it.
They bought it. They bought it.
And then you get that second laugh off of, I'm kidding, you're a maestro.
Ah, thanks. Well, they think I'm dumb, so
it doesn't take skill to lie. If I say, oh, shit, I just got to call my mother sick, everyone's going to be sad. That doesn't mean I'm a genius. It means I'm an asshole. Lying, there's no reason not to believe these are nice people. They think that it's the truth because they're nice.
They're very nice. Also possibly unemployed. But very nice.
So what's your real answer?
Zoolander 2, I saw it in a hotel. It is brutal. I hate to be a mean
guy.
What's wrong?
The first one was great. What's wrong?
I love the first one. The second one is just a whole movie of callbacks. It's just redoing every joke over so you go, oh, yeah. But it's not actually a movie. You know, it's just callback.
Mark always points at the screen with his beer can when he goes to the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's happening up there. The people who point during a movie. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that part.
Did you see it?
I did. I loved it.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Zoolander 2.
Oh, I thought we were talking about The Nice Guys.
Oh, yeah.
In theaters now.
Great movie.
I do like that a lot. And I have not seen Zoolander 2, but I'll check it out. You know,
just watch Zoolander twice and you got it.
All right, then I'm not going to be checking it out, as it turns out.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
But everybody involved is so talented, and I really love them a lot.
Yeah.
Does anyone have that problem with Saturday Night Live? That's the same thing. It's like they were so brilliant back in the day. You had Rosanna Dana would do the same joke, and then they'd call it back, and she'd do it again. They call it back, she'd do it again. The samurai would be like a butcher, then a tailor, then a gold.
Yeah, I completely agree.
They rely so much less on that now. They don't do. There's no like catchphrases that come out of SNL that they pound into us. Like every week, they come up with original stuff that's not as good as other things, but they don't overdo anything. I don't think.
Shane, do you only have problems with sketches of people who died in their 40s? Is that
oh, too soon?
He coincidentally brought up the only two SNL members who died tragically.
No, but
it's only happened twice?
Al
Franken went into politics.
It's way more than two. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dennis Miller died inside.
Well, just the first two that he picked.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, Charles Rocket died in a field, right? That.
Yeah, there's a few
astonishing. That was astonishing to hear about because no one ever explained why he did it. Do you know?
I don't know.
Fall asleep? What are you doing?
No. Charles Rocket did the seemingly impossible thing of cutting his own throat in the middle of a field and he was a comedian.
Wow.
And no one knows why, I guess.
What a closer.
I mean, you think everything would be perfect and the whole world would be at your feet if you're in Earth Girls Are Easy. As Gina Davis's
He was also fired husband. For saying fuck on the air.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was one of like three times the fuck words gotten through on SNL. Hmm. And Paul Schaefer.
Who didn't cut the throat.
Paul Schaefer and Jenny Slate were the other two.
That's right.
Paul Slater?
Paul Schaefer. There was a bit where they just kept saying full flogging beats. I want you to do full flogging beats. And then when it was Paul Schaefer's turn, time to say it, he's like full fucking beats. It's almost like a game where they tricked him into saying it.
Yeah, right.
They were really flying close to the sun. How did they think that was gonna go?
It was like season four, you know, when everything started to, it was on its way out, or maybe out, and then it resurged, and yeah. It's, because the Dana Carvey sketch recently, when they did that again, the church lady, it reminded me of how church lady just said the same thing every time.
I couldn't stand it.
You know?
Wasn't that special?
And they don't do that anymore. They don't have sketches where they just come out and say all the same stuff, except for the What Up With That talk show, which is my favorite sketch they've ever done, because it's just so stupid every time, and everybody just dances around through most of the sketch, which I find very amusing.
Right, right.
Like Fred Armisen hosted the other night, I'm like, dude, What Up With That? Because he's there, he can be the Kenny G kind of guy. And Sudeikis was there, he could be in his tracksuit. This is Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Loves
TV.
SNL, the maker of future movie stars. Was anybody close to cast to Nice Guys that wasn't the guys that Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling? Did anybody...
No, man.
Get near it? Did they say at some point, hey, let's get Mel and Danny back together?
No, they... That didn't come up. At one point, there was a TV show they were pitching where it'd be Jason Statham and Chi McBride, but this was like 2006. I'm not kidding, yeah.
I thought I was kidding.
That's not bad, Statham.
That's hilarious. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad Sean Penn said he would do it in 2010, but he wanted like $20 million to do it, which is like as much as we're going to make, so we couldn't do that.
No, you're going to clean up.
No, we'll clean up. We'll do fine.
Yeah.
But
why was he able to ask for so much? Was he hot off of I Am Sam?
No. He just
was. Milk. It was milk money.
Yeah, it was. It was after milk.
Oh, there you go.
Milk.
That was a fun turn of phrase you had there, Jesse.
It did, right? It was not at all funny, but it was like,
It was clever. It was, we called it a Mike Kaplan.
Good, clever. See, Shane, they get references about other comedians in this crowd. It's
I gotta say, I was doing okay that one.
My bad.
That one was not
keep
for
it
him.
Down to Iron Man 3.
You'd lose me there, man. I wasn't paying attention. I was at the crafty table.
Oh, we have one of those?
What?
No. Thought you got crafty all of a sudden.
No, you were in that room. What'd they have, like a bowl of candy or something?
I took these from the back fridge.
You got a beer, yeah.
I found a piece of nicotine gum under a chair. It's going all right.
Oh, that's from Todd Glass. You're going to go gay? No.
For those of you not in the business, the first thing you do, you got to investigate the green room.
Yeah.
I just take it the next step and flip over the chairs. See what's up.
Real quick, I want to give some love also to Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is one of
my favorites. Great flick. That was great.
And again, two guys that, comedy wasn't necessarily their thing. They were funny actors, but...
Donnie had just done the Shaggy Dog, I mean.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back. And Val Kilmer is, I think, one of the best things about that movie, Tombstone. Did you ever see Tombstone?
Oh, yes.
Holy shit. But yeah, and in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, he gives one of his best performances.
Mm-hmm.
That scene with the Russian roulette is fucking hysterical to me. I laugh every time.
Yeah.
Tell him.
I did. I told him already.
What are all the movies you've directed just so we can get it out there?
I think I've touched on most of them.
In the game?
Huh?
Not in the game.
What do you
touch
mean?
On them in the game?
No, I mean in this conversation.
Because that would be unfair.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would never tip the game towards any particular guest.
All right, cool.
I'd have to really admire one guest more than the others to do that.
Their vast body of work.
Yeah.
So you got a leg up on me because I'm not familiar with any of the movies you guys have directed. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally fine. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Courtney and Ray J? That was my work.
But speaking
Guardians of the Galaxy, apparently.
That one, too.
But speaking of comedians doing drama, one that really pulled it off, I thought, excellently in one of the films that you wrote was Taylor Negron in Last Boy Scout. Was an awesome villain in that movie.
Yeah, that was weird because it was a good idea, but we ended up having to cut dialogue and this and that because that was the year of Basic Instinct.
Mm.
And they were so mad. And David Geffen even came out in the gay community that we gay people were now being portrayed as villains.
Uh-huh.
And so they would show up on set and flash lights and honk horns and stop us from filming because they found out that Taylor Negrin was playing a character. I didn't even write him as gay. He just was gay. And they assumed that there was this vendetta against gay people because two lesbians kiss who murdered someone in Basic Instinct. I thought it was a little oversensitive myself.
I agree.
Yeah, a little bit there. But he's still pretty gay in the movie.
Yeah, well, he's dead now, right?
You got away
with it. Yeah, he died.
Yeah, unfortunately. But he was a very funny dude. You know, the pizza delivery guy, speaking of Sean Penn in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And he's good and in he's the just, Sally Field movie, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Punchline. And then he's just great as Milo in Last Boy Scout, which is a movie that, like, if it's on cable, I'm in. Like, I'm not going to get stuff done for the next couple hours because I just watch it. I can watch it endlessly, and he's great in it.
I remember that video.
And he also dies great in it. It's one of the better villain deaths as well.
It's just action. I know.
AIDS? I knew you guys couldn't handle
it. So are you going to...
I didn't think that'd go over.
Yeah.
So what's next for you then? Are you going to walk away from movies with action in them? Because you've been doing great with that.
No, I mean, the action's great. It just can't be just action, right? I mean...
Of course. That's what I complain about, is the character's got to be interesting. I don't care if a dinosaur's chasing somebody. I want to like or be interested in that person the dinosaur is chasing. Or the dinosaur. Somebody. Have a personality.
I would totally pay $15 to see a dinosaur chase a guy. Just that.
People did. People went nuts for Jurassic World, but you know, everyone involved in that movie did something better at some other point in their career.
Can we get a smoking dinosaur? Because I would fucking.
All right. Well,
I remember, by the way, Last Boy Scout was like up to that. I don't know if anybody else has like a benchmark movie, like, but that was the most like sort of. Aggressive movie I'd seen at that stage in my life, you know, because we didn't have cable at my house.
You're a young guy.
Yeah, well, I'm 37, so whenever that came out, I went over to a friend's house for like to watch it because he had HBO, and that was on. And I remember just like, holy fuck! Like I'd only ever seen like network television before, so it was a real seminal moment.
And you have to understand, I'm 50 something, so when we were a kid, HBO started in 72 or so, 74. So before that, there was this thing, the Z Channel, and they would just scramble the signals. So you turn on the TV and you just see these wavy lines, and every once in a while a tit.
Right?
Yeah, I remember that.
So you would sit at the TV watching this black and white wavy signal, just like trying to time yourself so that you...
Yeah, because you have stuff to do. Got business to take care of. There's probably a ticking clock. Because family is going to walk into the room.
Yeah.
They didn't leave you at home alone while they went to France.
I remember when I was a kid, we had the Playboy Channel, which was similar. It was scrambled. But every now and then it would click on for like 8 minutes.
Oh, and it would be a perfect world for a while.
You just have to drop whatever you're doing and beat off.
The whole family would beat off. Yeah. It was wild. It was like, could be Christmas morning. It's working!
Yeah, we had a spotter by the TV 24/7.
Yeah, right. And you'd also push record on the VCR just in case, you know? Those were good times. You'll never experience that.
No, seriously, now it sucks. Kids, you go on the your keyboard, you type like adjustable Stilson wrench, and there's tits.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it was better when it was tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember you had to
accidental,
go to the...
like when you found a box in the woods.
That's what I was going to say, the woods.
Or now a thing will pop up. Are you 18? Yes.
Yeah.
Click yes.
Who's
every
lying?
Time.
Who's lying there? Ah, you got me. Fuck it. Yeah, the box in the woods was big. Yeah. How about
because where'd you
your
grow up?
Stepsister. What?
Sorry. I stepped right on that.
What were you saying?
So where'd you grow up?
New Orleans.
That's right. I knew that.
Yeah.
So you had way different woods than I had. Like yours had gators in it, probably.
Yeah, we had swamp.
Yeah, right. But you still had a box of porn. So did I. Pennsylvania.
It was porn.
Still was a box of porn in the woods.
Isn't that funny? It was like a point of pride to like give your friend porn. Like an older guy would give you porn.
Some kind of Johnny Appleseed meets Jared Fogel, just wandering around America, leaving boxes of pornography for kids.
Right. So,
God bless that guy, whoever he was.
Yeah.
I thought that might be pretty good if I just let him keep going.
Sorry. I know you have a show to do here. Sorry.
I'm just like looking at my stuff. Hey, this is pretty interesting.
I'm sorry, this is your show.
It's good
do
stuff.
You do.
No, okay. I'll do what I do right
I'm
now.
I'm surprised they didn't have more to say about Jared Fogle.
I mean, I was about to go into it, but Doug seemed to know it.
What?
Fogle.
What about him?
Fogle. Have you heard about his thing?
But it's funny. There's a line in Deadpool, a Jared joke, and it has nothing to do. I don't think it has anything to do with. It's like
great
more
job
about
on Deadpool, by the way.
Mark, no, he.
Oh, shit!
Didn't have
sorry, I thought you were
to...
sucking his dick again.
No. But let me ask you this: Lethal Weapon 2, 3, and 4. If you had to rank them, no, what?
Four. I'm gonna go four.
Not you.
Oh.
Shane, what do you, you got character credit for the rest of them?
I didn't want to do any more of them, really. I wrote a draft of two that was kind of more of a straight thriller with a couple jokes in it. And they said, no, we want to do it. We fuck you at the drive-thru. They fuck you at the drive-thru. The Joe Pesci character, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so in my script, for instance, that character is like in one scene for like a minute. And then in the finished
perfect
movie, yeah, it's the whole thing. So I just said, I was panicking. I didn't think I could write. I was miserable. One hit wonder, I thought to myself, I've written my last funny line. So I just kind of stopped because I didn't want to do it anyway. I didn't want to change the whole script to make it a comedy. And I didn't think I could. I didn't want to, but I didn't think I could. And then they became comedies. And, you know, I think we could have spared ourselves Lethal Weapon 3 and 4 without really, I don't think the world would have really... had a big wake over that, you know, it would have been okay.
Yeah, and then there it is in the opening credits of each one of those, your name, like you are.
Yeah, but
involved
it's
in
not like
way.
I get $2 million, I get like, you know, $100,000 or something.
Yeah. Silver lining, I guess, to having your name on the sequels without working on them.
That
but,
Fogle, huh?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's something about a foot long is the joke in Deadpool. I guess you could. I guess you could imagine a child in this scenario if you wanted to reach for it.
Yeah, well,
I'm not great at this. Like, I'm not great at accents. But if you were ever trying to get into a South African accent, I think there's no better phrase than in Lethal Weapon 2 when he's like, "I'm having some painting done." Painting, right? The word painting.
Is that the same
it's
guy
the
that goes,
most
diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah, that drives me nuts.
And
yeah.
I like the guy in the middle of the movie because you're black.
Yeah.
Black.
It is the fucking dumbest accent. It's like halfway between German and Australian. It makes no fucking sense. I heard this 12-year-old girl on NPR. She was a little South African. She was like racing bicycles. And that's how she said it. She was like, talking about a bicycle competition, and like she sounded like fucking Hitler. She's a cute little girl, but it was just, she sounded like fucking, it just made my
sounds like
crawl.
It's what it sounds like when you fuck Hitler.
A bicycle competition. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, this is the part where I have to say, let the games begin.
Yeah!
Shall we play a game? Gentlemen, the audience members, this is where it gets cultier, Shane, I'm afraid. The audience members have all brought, they've decorated things, they've made name tags to try to lure you in, to choose them, because you'd be playing on behalf of the person whose name tag
holy hell.
You most...
I thought you said they had jobs.
You most... Oh, no, they
They're
do.
All
they do.
Designers.
They're printing these things
holy
out
hell.
At their jobs.
Wow. A lot of people.
And in the case of that, those donuts back there, that's just... He just made a stop on the way here.
I don't know. The banana
took him from the break room.
Why? Oh, he's
okay.
The
so
reaching for the banana. Okay.
So all you guys have to go physically grab the name tag of the person you'd like to play for, and while you do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Movement Watches. At DLM, we team up with brands that are trying to do something new. We love innovation and companies that are changing the industries they're in. So when Movement introduced themselves and sent over some watches, we were really impressed. The one I got is all black and it's beautiful, and I'm not even a watch guy, but I cannot wait for somebody to ask me what time it is. The company started with two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. They did some research and found out that big watch brands were passing huge retail markups to the consumer. Movement decided that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and provide the best possible price. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500 for these babies. Movement has grown organically, purely by supporters like you. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. Go to mvmtwatches.com/Doug, and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/Doug. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Shane? What kind of poster you got over there?
I got a poster from, it says Diet
Use your microphone voice.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's a Die Hard Drew, I promise to try harder on my next name tag.
Well, that's pretty good.
Very creative.
Yeah, it sure is. And there's this weird compressed Bruce Willis. It's like blown up 72 times or something. Like the smallest internet picture ever. All right, that's effort.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Mark?
Well, the reason I jumped to this one, it's a middle finger that says "Super Bit Me," which I think is a video game thing, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. But it also came with.
Donuts.
Donuts. Oh, wait. And he's got something on the back.
No, don't read that.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Thank God you were here, madam. Wow. Did you hear that? That was a shriek of rape. Holy hell. Don't.
What's the most outrageous thing anyone's ever done to try to get played for in this game?
Oh, there was one lady had written something on her pussy.
What?
Oh. I couldn't even stick with that. I couldn't even tell you. I mean, there's been some weird things, but
that pussy one's good. It was Garfield's Tale of Two Kitties.
What do you got there, Jesse?
Jesse. I just went with this for the sheer make-a-wish quality of how utterly sad and terrible this is. This guy.
Oh yeah.
This, you mean to tell me this guy has an extra chromosome and not three different markers? I just called him a retard. That's what I did.
Yeah, I get where you're going there. Yeah.
You went I Am Sam on that one.
I did. It's really
some big balls
really
to go with that one, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad.
That kid was drooling when he wrote that. Yeah.
So,
I think he just found that in the green
room. Dude's name is Ryan, right?
Yeah, I know.
Dude's name is Ryan, and he wrote a sign that says Kylo Ryan.
Yeah.
But by wrote a sign, I'm giving it too much of a majestic spin.
Yeah. Just curled a marker in his orangutan fist. And just fucking scrawled out whatever. And it just happened to be the name of
I don't know why you have to insult orangutans. They're beautiful animals.
I imagine they have the same penmanship.
They're living with limitations.
I saw signs of Katrina that were more pretty. I'm from
He's
New
from
Orleans.
The region. He can say it. He can say it. Local humor. All right. Well, we must have offended every possible person we haven't. So we should play some games because it's harder to say things like that. Like what? It's been fine. We're gonna play a game tonight. What happened?
The donuts. Oh, yeah. We wanted to try them, but they're the kind that just get. They like you wear them.
Do we have a? Would you like these donut gloves?
You eat one of these, you get a money shot.
Do we have a... is there a roll of paper towels backstage? Or somewhere? They're working on it. They're working on it. There's a guy in the front row.
Oh, wow. Hey. They got napkins
People
here.
Brought napkins. Don't throw them, because watch what happens when you throw them. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. All right.
Boy, if only Fred Willard had those in the movie theater.
Now, there's a young lady with a box there. What's in that box?
That's probably more donuts.
Is it better donuts?
It's a thing. People bring donuts. She'll let you have her donuts.
You got a nice box. Oh, now that's a donut.
Yeah, you can touch that one. Oh, you just sampling, taking bites out of a few of them there?
I thought you were the high one.
But it's fun too, Shane. You can throw your donuts at the audience if you'd like.
No, I'm going to skip that.
Okay. Mark, give me one of the glazed ones. I'll get rid of it fast enough. I
used to have a phobia.
Oh, they're really messy.
Eat in front
of this
people.
Is disgusting.
That's going to cause a problem.
We call those Peter North donuts. Oh! Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. Doug's getting a napkin for those at home.
I got one on the wayward napkin.
You got no job. You're at a Nerd Bomb comedy show. You get hit in the face with a fucking donut.
Thanks.
Oh, sure. No, I don't want to throw one. Yeah, thank you, though. I don't want to not be a team player, but I just feel like...
Just pick one up and chuck it at somebody. It makes you feel good.
They're super sticky.
Makes you feel like you're alive.
There you go.
They like it.
They like it.
They want it.
Oh, these are so wet.
What are you doing Monday night? Hoping to get a donut in my face?
How else are you going to... How is he going to get sticky glaze all over your face?
She got it.
She caught it.
All right. Yeah.
Well, she needs a napkin.
Whatever. Yeah. Into that.
Oh.
Just drop it. Same moment's already holding a donut. He throws one at her. Think fast.
No, the gross ceiling ricocheted.
Her a napkin, will you? There you go. All right, this is like what they do at Jenny Craig, I assume. You have to assume.
Yeah, throw away these evil donuts. That's how it started, is I can't eat donuts all the time, you know?
Sure.
Try to keep it together.
Well, comedians aren't really in shape, are they?
No, we don't even have to be in shape, but it's like there's just a point where it just gets gross.
There was one time a long time ago, I went into an AA meeting in New York, and there was like a first floor, and there was like a reception, and I go, hey, where's the meeting? And the guy's like, all right, it's two floors up, make it right. I did. I sat down, group of people, they're all in a little circle, they're crying or whatever, right? So I sit down, and then this lady is talking, and then halfway through, some dude goes, hey, excuse me, why are you here? And I go, well, that's weird. For the AA meeting, and he goes, yeah, that's what I thought. That's two doors down. This is the Overeaters Anonymous meeting. And that's when I looked around, and I was like the only person that was not like 400 pounds. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, fuck. Because I would have brought donuts to that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, everybody, I brought, you know? Anyway, yeah. So, oops. You got a show to do here, right? Sorry. I mean, the
we're right on track, man. It's all coming in right on schedule. We're going to play a game tonight that's called the Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Yeah. Beloved by some. Too difficult for others, maybe. I don't know.
Jason Dibs.
Jason and Deb are the people I stole this game from. They're on the radio in Austin, Texas, and I played the game with them on their show, and I said, I want to do it on my show, and they said, okay. And here's how it works, you guys. The three of you are playing to 5 points. Whoever wins, the person that you're playing for, whose name tag you chose, is going to win everything, all the prizes that we brought, all this stuff. I keep calling it a prize, but it's more like bags you have to lug around for a while. Reasons to set up an eBay account. You could call it a lot of things other than prize bag. And on IMDb, you know the site, right? It says your top four things that you're, whoever you look up, it'll say best known for. It'll name four things. And it's based on a very bizarre metric, which is box office results and awards and number of clicks it gets on the website and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they come up with the top four, which, as you can imagine, for a lot of people, it would be hard to pick a top four. You could put your name tag down and feel bad that you have to lift the whole poster up to your mouth every time you take a drink of your beer.
I had an erection, luckily.
Yeah.
So, two birds.
So, for example, Shane, you don't strike me as the type who stares at his own IMDb page very much.
No, not since Iron Man 3, and I got death threats for the fucking Mandarin twist. Yeah.
Dude, I was scrolling through IMDb. They are so mad at you about Iron Man 3.
Wait a minute. They might be in the room.
That's one of the things I loved about Iron Man 3 is there's two great actors in that movie who both get to essentially play two different characters because what's his name? I can't think of his name now, but from Memento, he plays Guy Pearce. He plays him, when he's a nerd, and then he comes back as a cool guy. And that's what I was talking about. You have more personalities in your superhero movie than all these other superhero movies. Watch out! I just stepped on the prize bag. That cookie may have been crushed. So, what do you think your top four most known for things are currently on IMDb?
Mine?
Yeah.
There's always Lethal Weapon. It's always going to be.
Didn't make the top four.
Didn't?
Wow.
I told you, it's a crazy metric they go by.
All right, so I don't get to answer, you just interrupt and say I'm wrong.
Well, this isn't the game, right? This is just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'd say, yeah, it's going to be Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3. The Long Kiss Goodnight. The Last Boy Scout, Long Kiss Goodnight.
I like that as a top four, but they snuck in Lethal Weapon 2.
Ooh. And what left?
Instead of Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is also another terrific. Do you have a sense of pride in the name Charlie Baltimore being used by a
rapper
like that?
I sort of do, because Biggie Smalls.
It's pretty
Smalls
awesome, right?
Watched it with his girlfriend, and Biggie apparently halfway through the movie goes, "Hell, I like this movie. This is a great movie." And she said, "Yeah, and the name's cool too." And so they used it. But just the idea of Biggie Smalls before his death watching The Long Kiss Goodnight and being entertained by this, it's just really
brought some joy into that man's probably scary existence. Aww.
A lot of dead people talk tonight. Taylor, Negron, Biggie, the other guy.
Yeah, it's going to come up. But I think I can promise you that none of the answers in this game are dead. So the idea here is I'm going to start. I'll name a project that's in somebody's top four on IMDb, and you guys can just buzz in by saying your own name when you think you know the right answer. And once you get to the second title, that's when it'll kind of come together that somebody's done, like if I said Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and Iron Man 3, one of the common denominators. There's two, Robert Downey Jr. and Shane Black.
Drop clues until we buzz in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you want to buzz in the first or second one because person who gets in first and gets it right gets to name the try to guess the additional movies in that person's top four.
And
that's worth
points.
One bonus point each, yeah.
And these
and
are
you get a negative point if you jump in at any point with the wrong answer.
And these are directors and actors.
It could be anybody that would be on the of an IMDb page, but
holy
you know,
shit.
But well, I keep it to movies, but sometimes the answers can be TV shows. You know, because if somebody's more famous for a TV show, they put that in there.
Oh, so it's
like Neil Patrick Harris would be like, you know, Gone Girl, How I Met Your Mother.
Got it.
All right.
It's a lot of fucking rules.
Yeah.
Well, just wait, because now everyone has to stand and spin for 30 seconds. I want everyone to be as dizzy as I am. That's how I get the non-smokers. No, those are all the rules. Negative point, yeah, and we're playing to 5 points. And here we go. Let's try it.
Oh, boy.
This person, one of their top number one of the top four best known for, according to IMDb, is the movie Heat. And the second movie is Batman Forever.
Me. Val Kilmer.
That's correct. So that gives you 1 point, and now you have the option to try to get 2 more points by naming 2 more Val Kilmer projects that they would list in his top four.
Tombstone and Real Genius.
You know, they went with Top Gun and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Come on, you gotta believe in yourself, Shane.
Real like, Genius, though, that was a little gem there. Like
it
he started off
gem.
In some good comedies. He was in Top Secret.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a very, very talented guy. MacGruber, he's great. Was he difficult though?
No, because he was kind of on his ass at that point. Not a lot of you know he had no career at that point, and he needed something. He needed a comeback. Downey was the same way. So there was you know there's always no matter how difficult their reputation, when they have to step up. They kind of get themselves together and they say, this is it. It's kind of do or die time. So, yeah, they were great. It's a reputation I get to acquire without ever having to pay for it. We're having worked with, quote, difficult actors. They weren't difficult.
That's awesome. Because, yeah, I mean, you really, you have worked with some people that are known to be a handful. Let's do another round. Shane's on the board with 1 point, and Mark and Jesse are in the wings.
You've only done one.
I know. Really, it's probably a silly time for a recap.
We are, Jesse and Mark are tied for last.
Yeah, in the wings is a nice way to say losing.
But it's barely started.
Yes.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's the next round. The first movie, Braveheart. Second film is called Signs.
Mark Norman.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mark got in there first with his own name.
And Mel Gibson seems...
And what do you think it is?
What do you mean?
Huh? Mark, it's your guess.
I said the
I
thing
said
first.
Mel Gibson.
No, he said Mark before...
You gotta say your name.
You gotta say
Wait,
your own
was that,
name.
Was that
and you also
that
said
busted?
The you also said the answer after Mark had already said Mark. So you were second
right, but he
and...
was wrong. Mark Norman wasn't in either of those things. I was correct. I technically got.
I was cut out.
With your own
first.
Name. You're misunderstanding how the game works.
He never. Right. He said me.
Yeah, and I no. I
yeah,
I,
but I understood who he meant.
I know.
In this case, I don't think agreeing. He's Mel Gibson.
No.
I think he's guessing.
I know
the real answer.
Hear my earlier point about AA meetings.
And Mark. So Mark gets to guess.
I said Mel.
Who?
What?
Full name?
Gibson.
Yes. That is correct.
That's
Brooks.
Too easy, man.
That felt too easy. It felt like a trap.
Yeah, the trap. Right? I was waiting for like James Newton Howard, the composer, or something. Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, don't wait for that. Don't wait for that at all.
Seems like
the
you
James
can
Newton
this.
Howard bus is not stopping here.
I feel like you can streamline this process and just have somebody shout out the thing when they know it.
No, because the problem is that you know people can multiply shout out different answers.
Uh-huh.
And this is, it works.
All right, yeah, I'm not telling you how
don't
to do
worry
that.
About it.
That's fine.
He knows what he's doing, Joyce.
Yeah. I come down, and Jesse writes for At Midnight, I come down there and tell him all the time, you got to get him to give out kudos instead of points. And they just don't listen to me either. All right, here we go. Two more Mel Gibson movies for bonus points, Mark Norman.
Shit.
They
all
have
right.
to be on IMDb, though.
Right.
Yeah.
two more. I'm gonna go with
Melly G.
Mel G. Big Mel. And the ones you said are not. There's a different.
What?
Never mind. All right.
So far we got Braveheart and Signs. Just name two more movies that Mel Gibson in.
In the four on IMDb.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, just name two that you know. It seems right. like a real struggle.
I know a lot.
Oh, okay. You know too many.
I know too many.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Lethal Whip and What Women Want. Whoa. That means it's wrong.
Lethal Weps was right, but so you get a point for that, but they did not go with What Women Want. They went with what women really want, which is The Patriot.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that's
what?
About.
The fucking Patriot. Wait a minute, did Shane direct that? No? Then it sucked.
That's America's Braveheart.
Ah, that movie's terrible. Wasn't Heath Ledger in that?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah.
This is so like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but very easy. You could. I'm waiting for the hard one. Hit me.
Okay.
Hit
all
me,
right.
man.
He wants a hard one, you guys. I think that's
quick recap. I'm losing.
Yeah.
No. You're in the wings.
Yeah.
But don't forget, your name's Jesse, yeah. not Mel.
Got you.
The callbacks are flying.
It's like Zoolander 2. Which was a callback.
The first title is The Sixth Sense. The second one, it's kind of a speed game. Because as soon as I say this second one, say your own name. Die Hard.
Mark Norman.
Who was first? It was Mark, right? Jesse?
Mark.
I think it was Mark.
I appreciate it. After that age joke, I thought I lost you guys. So
yeah, Mark was the loudest. Good point.
I said it first.
He was good.
All right. Well, you know, big Bruce Will.
Mm-hmm.
If only it's on Young Lions, then you could go with the, you have to remember Haley Joel Osment to get it correct.
Right. Who looks terrible now? Have you seen him?
Actually, he's a good guy. He's a friend of Max Landis, who I know. And
they've both been great guests on this show, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were terrific.
The floor is shaking for all the name dropping.
Well, that's the great thing with Haley Joel Osment. You get an extra name to drop when you're dropping it.
You okay, should have seen the floor shake when that fatso stepped up here.
He has put on some weight.
You get to name two more, and if you get them both right, you win this thing.
And what you
take it down.
You said, just so I don't use
the Sixth Sense and Die Hard.
All right.
You just have to come up with two more. Bruce Willis.
Put yourself in IMDb's metric.
All right. I'm going to say The Fifth Element.
And...
Sin City.
One of the... Why does the audience know this?
These are the people who are voting.
Oh. No, you were correct with The Fifth Element.
Oh,
that was
wow.
a really good pull.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and then, but you went wrong on Sin City because they went with Armageddon.
Oh, that's my bad. I should have gotten that. That's mainstream.
That's a huge one.
Pile of shit. All right.
No, you gotta get on the meteor.
I gotta get
and
in
then
it.
Blow it up,
right.
Mark. It makes perfect sense.
You're right.
And then there's so many twists that happen. They're like, oh shit, we gotta get off this thing. And then a little while later, they're like, we better get out of here.
Right.
20 years ago, I think that came out this summer.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And people are still eating animal crackers.
I'm on my second bottle of Tabasco.
Right?
You guys in AA together?
All right, it's time for, this one is tougher, I think. I think we've got a tough one. Here we go. Mark has 4, Shane has 1.
Wings.
Less said about the third person, the better.
Jesse Joyce is like a maxi pad. Wings. All right, all right.
I don't even get it.
They have wings. He's in the wings.
You said.
Oh, he's still in the wings.
Is it a maxi? Did I say that wrong? All right.
Thank you.
Just give us one that's not like Aviator and Wolf of Wall Street. You know,
right.
Just give us a, yeah.
Who would be in those two? Here we go.
Could be Scorsese.
In Living Color. What? TV? Yes, it happened. Deal with it.
May, Jim
Carrey. Deal with it. Denver, yeah. What?
Jim Carrey.
Whoa. Ballsy guess. Shane, you're back to 0 points.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Here's the next title for the other two players. You're out this round, but I have a feeling you'll be back.
Oh, boy.
Because the first two movies and the next one are the ones that you just said a minute ago. No, in this round, it goes In Living Color, then Major Payne.
Mark Norman.
Who is it, Mark?
Damon Wayans.
That's correct. And that brings you all the way to 5 points, so you are a winner. You did it. Who on the panel? Jesse, show off your skills. What other Damon Wayans movies do you think they named in the top 4?
Last Boy Scout? It's not?
Nope. Didn't make his top 4. I mean, when you hear what did, you're going to be like, I get it.
Mo Money?
Scary Movie?
What?
I don't know. It's all this, whatever. I don't know how many of them are in
that. How about Blank Man is on there?
I was joking around about is that Blank Man ranks over Last Boy Scout. That's kind of funny. Oh, we got a Blank Man fan?
Yeah.
All right, let's have him ejected from the room. I mean, I don't mind Blank Man. I guess his character Major Payne is actually a pretty funny character.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one. And then they put in for the fourth one. They put in his TV, his other TV show, My Wife and Kids. My wife. So that got in there. But let's. So Mark's officially our winner. But do you guys want to do a couple more just for fun?
Is this the only game you?
This
brought?
Is it. You won, man. Okay.
But that's it.
You did it.
You can usually have so many more games.
Well, how many games can we have?
Right,
you know,
right.
We got a time situation. It's a ticking clock.
Okay, sorry.
You were so impressed with this couple in Texas doing this that you brought it all the way to Los Angeles.
Yes, I lifted it myself. Got it through airport security. And brought it to Los Angeles.
How did you fit all these movies in your carry-on?
But what about that
you
game?
You liked it so much.
That game you have where you go down the line with the letters.
Yeah, he likes ABCD's cool, nuts because all you got to do is name
not allowed
a movie
to make
that
a
begins
word
with a letter.
That's a killer game.
I thought this would be like a group who would like a more challenging
We could play
experience.
The telephone game, but we'll use the microphone, so it wouldn't work as well.
Right.
I'm fine with this. My only gripe is this name switcheroo thing, because, you know, I'm so busy. I don't know if anybody else ever is having this brain problem, but, like, I'm so focused on, like, oh, it's Bruce Willis that I then have to go, I have to take a minute and go, what's my name? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to fight the impulse to just shout Bruce Willis. I've known, like, all of these up to the, but I just can't say my own name in between. I can't. I can't throw that shit on top of this.
You'd be the guy who would lose Jeopardy because he didn't say what
right,
is.
Exactly. That's a fucking dumb rule. Yeah.
What is?
You're like on a
stupid rule.
You're like on a permanent satellite delay. Like you're being interviewed on CNN.
Yeah. This,
and you're really, in another room in the same building, but there's still that delay.
Now, exactly. Resisting impulses. There's a tradition in these sorts of games, like doing this instead of pointing. You have to resist the point.
Yes.
Elbow. Is that what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
That's how these things work, Jesse. Like, but you do great on At Midnight when you're on there, and that's
because there's a buzzer. It's like
there's a technique to that.
Yeah, but I don't have to like fucking think of it. I just hit. It's like, can I just like do this instead of having to say?
I like
not
it.
Bruce
let's
Willis,
do a round.
Jesse?
Let's do a round to see if that changes how you play.
Wait,
where you get to slap your leg?
Okay, I gotta do that. You
Mark says Mark, and Shane says me. And I say Shane. I'm gonna play along, even though I know the answer.
All right. You'll see.
I got a movie game too. If you need another game.
Oh, that sounds fun.
No, it's a pretty good game.
All right, well,
you can bring it to other cities in your carry-on.
Well, at least. I think we'd at least like to hear about it, but I don't know if we'll have time to play.
All right,
because I don't know how complicated your game's going to be.
It's pretty simple.
Okay, all right.
It's probably so simple I've already rejected it from lots of other people. Because people suggest games all the time.
It's a classic at
parties. There's a punchline here. It's not even a game. He's waiting. You're just setting up a punchline, and he won't let you give it.
Oh, no, it's a real game. I was being dead serious, but I appreciate that.
Look how calm I am. Look at this. Look how fucking calm. I'm ready to... I'm like Carlos the Jackal.
There's that joke in Blazing Saddles where he goes, are you calm? And he goes, look at that. And then he goes, but I shoot with this hand. That's fun for the podcast listeners. All right, here we go.
That's a great joke.
The first movie, Schindler's List.
Me.
Here goes me.
What the fuck? I mean, I got nothing.
What
to
do you
lose.
Think it is?
I think it's Liam Neeson.
Nope.
Mark Norman. I still beat your hand. you slow alcoholic.
I'm still going to say it, though.
No, wait, I said first. Jesus.
All right, well, I just want to prove that I got the thing. I just can't. I'm not fast enough to fucking throw a thing out, but I have the answer. I know what it is.
Be a terrible gunslinger.
I sure would, actually, now that you...
All right, but I'll let you have the name.
Go ahead and say what the answer is.
It's Ralph Fiennes.
No.
All right, let me try now.
Okay.
Ben Kingsley?
That's correct.
Come on!
Ben Kingsley.
I don't like this game.
Well, it's just funny that, you know, I'm sure Shane's picked up on it. And that's part of why he was complaining about how easy this game is that I'm just using people that we've already discussed.
That's right.
Pretty heavily this evening.
Uh-huh.
Sure. But you guys are doing great.
I'll say Gandhi
Let's
for
do
his
one
top,
more.
Gandhi for his picks.
One more person that we've discussed on the show already this evening.
Shut down,
movie,
man.
Yeah.
The first movie, Goodfellas.
Oh, that could be
there he is. Jesse's in.
It's Joe Pesci.
That's correct.
Yay!
There you go.
They fuck you. They fuck you with the hand slap.
My favorite one that I wrote down, but we're not going to do it, is for Robert Downey Jr., his IMDb is The Avengers is number one, and then Iron Man, Iron Man 3, Iron Man 2.
In that order.
In that order.
He's not happy about that, I'm sure.
No, I bet you he doesn't like that, but it changes, too. They switch things around, so by the time people listen to this, they'll look it up and go, it didn't say what you said it said, and then I go like this to my computer.
He seems like a cool guy. Downey?
Downey, yeah, he is. Actually, he's very funny. He elevates the material, man. He takes something and just runs. And if you're diligent enough to just keep up with him, and then you get a great movie out of it. That's really all there is to say.
No, but I mean, he deserves an award and something for that role in Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
Thunder. Sorry.
He's nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Is he nominated?
He was for that movie. That was, you know, the movie was a few years back.
I know, but the Oscars nominated him?
Yeah, they did nominate him, yeah.
Oh, glad I got recognized, because that was unreal.
Yeah, no, he's quite good in that.
Yeah.
And he's very good in most things that he's in. Even when he was fucked up for a while, he still, pulled it together, but... I'm glad it worked out for him. I'm glad he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know him at all, but he was my smoking buddy during the Oscars in 2012 because I wrote for them and I was stuck backstage and they just let you smoke wherever the fuck you want backstage. Do you know that? You can
no.
just fucking smoke. Yeah.
So you smoke next to him and call him your smoking buddy?
Yeah, so I would just
buddy?
Go like
he's
every
just
time
trying to
I wanted
going
to
over his lines, you're just blowing smoke in his face?
Well, no, we just had the same, we had the exact same sort of nicotine moment trigger, like where it's like, oh, I need a cigarette, and then he would, oh, hey.
Oh, you know, I thought you were going to say you both found gum under a chair.
Yeah. That's it. That's not interesting. It's just my only.
I love those stories. But we're out of time. Because we have to find out about Mark's game idea.
Ah, I think you're going to like it.
I don't think I will.
Well, you're in it. You got to play.
Okay, let's hear what it is.
It's an old drinking game.
Oh, no.
So we'll go down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You say a movie.
Right.
Then you say an actor in that movie.
Yes, it's been submitted hundreds of times.
All right.
And they play it on my friend Jimmy Pardo's show, Never Not Funny. So I guess I could call it Jimmy Pardo's and then give it a new name and then play it. But it is a fun game, but it also, it's kind of easy.
Well, hey, did you see the first round of this?
There was a buzzer issue that was the problem here.
But you know what I mean?
You don't need a buzzer.
But with any given movie, you should be able to name, one person that was in it, and then...
True, but you get kind of crazy.
One movie that person was in.
You start throwing out crazy shit, like, Temptation of Christ.
Somebody brings up Shawshank Redemption, I'm going to say Harry Whitmore.
Oh.
And everyone will be fucked, because I don't even think that's that guy's
James,
name.
James Whitmore.
James Whitmore.
Yeah.
And then when it comes back to me, it won't come back to me though. But the next thing to say after James Whitmore is give him Hail Harry, because that's a movie where he was nominated for an Oscar and it was a one-man show of him being Harry Truman.
So how do you, if it's a one-man show, how do you continue the game?
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
You
would throw a block down and everyone would have to go home.
There was one that we used to do in college. I don't know if this is a bit like where it's the Kevin Bacon game, but like ratcheted, it's like a sort of all-star version of it, where you think of a guy, and I think of a guy, and then at the same time, we say the name of the guy, and then you have to connect those two, right? You understand what I mean by that? So go ahead, let's, like, just for the fuck of it, you got a guy?
Yeah, I got a guy.
All right, say your guy. We're going to say our guy, right?
Okay, ready, go.
Okay. Forrest
Whitaker.
Say
at the same time, John Candy?
Yeah, okay, so there. Now you have to connect Forrest Whitaker and John Candy, right? Like through the Kevin Bacon game rule, right? Like of this person was in that with this guy.
But we both just start puzzling it.
Yeah.
Whoever can puzzle it together.
Yeah, you just quietly stare at each other. It's terrible for radio.
Yeah, I think so. Because what if one of us needs three titles to connect them and the other one only
needs two? No, it's just whoever gets there first.
Whoever's
the first person to, yeah.
Okay, who'd you say?
I said Forrest Whitaker.
I said John Candy. Okay, well, of course they were co-stars in. No, they weren't.
Another 48 hours.
I was so excited to maybe get them into something together because that would have been great.
I didn't mean for you to actually sit here and work this out. I thought we had to try it. Well, this will be really awkward.
Do you already have an answer?
I don't have it right now.
I can get you halfway there. We could get.
All right, go ahead.
So the first Forrest Whitaker was in The Crying Game with Stephen Ray. Stephen Ray was in Speechless with Gina Davis and Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was in some kind of comedy that's going to bring you
all right
to John Candy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
He's getting us there.
Michael Keaton and John Candy together? I don't think that's happened.
But
I can't think of one.
Those, the comedians.
You can get them all in the same boat that way.
You say Gina Davis?
It's a good way to get this.
Yeah. Was she in Mr. Mom?
No, he was Uncle Buck. Sort of the same movie.
He was in Mr. Mom.
I feel like you get out of...
It's a real fun game to listen to.
Yeah.
No, look, you get out of John Candy through Macaulay Culkin, and then from there, he was in Home Alone. He was with Tim Curry, and Tim Curry's been in a bunch of shit, right? That's a way out. Right?
Yeah, that could be a way to do
Somebody
it.
Susan fucking Sarandon. Rocky Horror Picture with Susan Sarandon. Susan
who was in Thelma and Louise with Gina Davis. Who with Gina Davis, and then we go back that way. Or if I just looped back around to the original thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that did it. Yeah.
All right. I got a game that is quick and easy. quick and easy game. We can knock it out in 4 seconds. But I'm going to need the audience's help.
Oh, no.
No. Just one nerd. I need one Asian. He's got to be Asian. Are you Asian? Aha! All right.
I think this is going to get us kicked
out. I'm going to throw out a number. I'm going to throw out a number and then an actor. And you have to name a bunch of movies that actor's in to get up to that number, and whoever gets the most wins.
I do not understand, but let's try it.
I'll say 25, and then I'll say an actor's name, and you just keep shouting them out. Everybody keeps shouting out. You can't repeat, but you keep shouting out until we get to 25, and whoever has the most.
Well, what does this have to do with the Asian gentleman?
He's going
to
keep track.
Oh.
Hey, real quick, Jesse, what'd you do with your name tag?
I put it back here.
Oh, can I have it, please? Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, great. It's stuck to the... Yeah.
Just peeled off there.
That's gross.
Does it have a thing on the back? Okay. Cool.
He changed his mind.
All right, let's start the game.
You're actually going to do this?
Wait, we're doing it?
What? I thought we were going to do it.
All right. We got to have a counter.
He just thought it's going to take 4 seconds.
We need
got
a
somebody to
Who's
count.
Who's going to count?
It's a joke. It's a punchline.
Wrote a racist joke and then worked backwards from there. That's all this is. We don't actually have to play the game.
He's got pen and pad. Look at that. He's Asian. All right. Here we go. You really got to be on this because we're going to just start fucking... I'll be the mediator. You guys play.
I still don't understand what we're doing.
No. You can't keep track of three. Somebody's got to count till I'll get to 25, but you got to keep track of who gets, you know, like,
wait,
so right?
Only of the three of us. Like, everybody's not playing. Oh, okay.
No.
This changes every 5 fucking minutes.
No. I'm going to say 25, and then I'll do this. So I'll tell you when we get to 25, but you got to keep track of their movies they're naming, like how many. So tally it up, baby.
Who's going to give us the...
Why are we naming movies?
What?
What movies are we naming?
I'm going to give you an actor, and you keep... I won't use...
That's like a game we play on this show already.
His entire body
take turns
of work.
Saying the movies right.
But
one actor.
But this is a speed round.
Okay.
What's your name?
Lawrence. All right, we'll do it fast.
More Asian.
Is this how you want to go?
All right, here we go. All right, Lawrence, you ready, Spaghetti? All right. So, gonna go 25. Tom Hanks, go!
Oh shit, Splash.
So that's one for Doug.
Saving Private Ryan, Big, Joe vs. the Volcano,
Bachelor
Volunteers,
Party,
Man with One Red Shoe,
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Larry Crown.
What are you doing?
Volunteers.
Dragnet. What else?
You're
did
at
we
9.
Do? Oh, Money Pit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 14, 15.
Are we only doing movies?
Bonfire.
Or
Bonfire
show?
Of the Vanities.
Only movies.
Bosom Buddies, the movie.
Bachelor Party.
Come on, Shane.
I don't know. I think he didn't. He's made like.
Haven't I won this thing?
Castaway.
So.
Forrest Gump.
We got that.
Oh, we already got a Forrest Gump.
All right. Well, what are the bombs?
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Nice. That's 20. I need 5 more.
Oh, Lord.
Joyce.
Catch me if you can.
Charlie Murphy's War.
The Terminal.
Charlie Murphy.
Terminal.
Charlie Wilson's War.
There you go.
Sorry, I struggled. I went into the wrong bar.
I think Shane fell asleep.
Yeah.
How many more?
Tom
do we
Hanks
need to
is
do?
Not in no Shane Black movies.
Two more.
Fuck.
The Lady Killers.
Nice.
And not the audience, because I could do this. The Terminal.
Captain Phillips.
Nice. Close
what?
It out. Goatee.
Last Captain one.
Phillips. All right.
Captain Phillips.
What do you got there, Lori?
Who won?
I'm Doug with 16.
Oh,
I got 16 out of the 25.
Pretty good. Great. Yeah. Keeping track.
Nice.
Now that was a game.
All right. We'll call that the Mark Norman game.
And I'm sure
and,
never
we'll
again.
Play it only when Mark is on, because we need we need someone to conduct it and wave his hands around and
well, it's
yell
like,
at Asian people.
It's like finding a werewolf. Yeah, it's got to be when Mark Norman is on and an Asian is present. Like it's
well, it's in his real. Defense, he nailed it.
He really did. Why? Wait, it is defense. Why are you defending him for being Asian? He doesn't need to be defended for that.
Lest you think he didn't conform
to the stereotype.
He conformed, is what I'm saying. Yes.
All right. Oh, we did it, you guys. See, now we've gone long. Now we've gone over the time.
Sorry, it was
so much fun. We had to do it. I can't implore you enough to see the nice guys.
Yes.
Shane Black. Was this all right for you? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I love comedians. I used to live with comedians. I love listening to these guys. They're funny.
Which ones did you live with?
Ed Solomon. Do you remember Ed? You know Ed?
Yeah, he sort of became more of a writer, right?
Yeah, he used to write for Gary Shandling. Shandling would come over all the time, yeah.
Another dead guy.
Oh, Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier was a roommate of yours?
Not a roommate, but he was a friend of ours.
He'd be around a lot.
We had a fucking busy apartment, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not on trial.
This is back in the I'm so fucking old. This is back when the Make Me Laugh was on television.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Wow.
The Mark Cohen version?
Earlier.
I'm just kidding. I mean, there was a Mark Cohen version, but you're talking like Bobby Van was the host.
Yeah, I'm talking Bobby Van. I'm talking like Bruce Baby Man Baum.
Right. He'd come out in his diaper, and the person would lose their shit. Appropriately.
And you can tell by the resounding silence that these are largely young people here.
You're definitely winning the old person contest.
They know Coulier. You fucking know Coulier. Everybody in air knows.
Cut it out.
Yeah. But thank you, Shane, for doing this.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
Shane.
It. Is there something else in the works, like a next thing you're doing? I know there's a new Predator that you're going to be involved in.
That's kind of the new thing, yeah. It's a reimagining for 2018 of the Predator. With bigger budget, better cat. Well, not better, but, you know.
Interesting characters. The first one was just a bunch of actors getting eaten. What?
Yeah, hopefully they're interested. I don't know. It's a good little challenge, and it's not one I take lightly, because otherwise, why make another fucking Predator movie, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Good point.
That's the person in charge of each sequel that gets to, they do too many of, should the one should step in and go, there shouldn't be these unless it's like this.
Yes.
Unless we do it this way.
Add Danny Glover.
Mark... watch him on Conan tonight. And what else is going on? Do you do Vancouver yet?
That's this weekend.
Here we go. Vancouver, you guys. I know you're looking at me now going, we're not in Vancouver, Doug. But for the listeners in the Vancouver area, please go check him out. Especially if you're Asian, because he'll probably put you to work.
Yeah.
They need a lot of Asians in Vancouver. So many.
Yeah. It's really quite a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jesse, what do you got? And Mark Norman on Twitter.
MarkNorman.com. MarkNormanComedy.com.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Doug.
I'll be showing up here and there at midnight. And then I'm in Edmonton. I'm just east of there. Edmonton, Canada, in June. And then Minneapolis later in the month.
At Acme?
No, the House of Comedy, the Mall of America one.
So. Acme's having an issue with it might get closed because of somebody's building something where their parking lot is, and then if there's no parking, they can't be open. So there's if you look for it on the internet, if you like comedy and stand-up comics, try to sign the petition to keep those guys from developing around it.
Yes,
it's Acme
please.
Comedy in Minneapolis, where I'll be next month. So go to douglovesmovies.com for all my dates. One more time for all of my guests. What a terrific, fun show with Jesse Joyce, Mark Norman, and Shane Black. And as always, whoever is currently unpopular is a shithead. And Kylo Ryan, what he used... It's genius. What he used to make his Kylo Ryan poster on the other side is his shithead, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Once again, today's episode is brought to you by Movement Watches. These watches are sleek, stylish, and affordable. Go to mvmtwatches.com/Doug, and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/DOUG Doug. That's me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart